Yeah, New Year's Day, a lot of us, how many of you watched the Rose Parade this morning? Anybody? I almost never watch that anymore, but I turned it on this morning. I woke up at 6 a.m., much to my chagrin. And, you know, when I want to sleep in, I can't. When I don't want to, I can. But so I was just seeing if I could find the station I used to watch in L.A., and it's still on. And KTLA, they've got no commercials, and I recognize these people from decades past. And I'm watching this and remembering when my family and I used to go to that occasionally when we lived in L.A. Any of you been to the Rose Parade? We had a seat right under the TV cameras one year, and there's a place where it turns right up from Colorado Boulevard. That corner is where all the cameras are, and if you're sitting there, one thing that has struck me is that, even looking back at it, is something you don't notice when you're watching on TV, is that at least at that point in the parade, everything, all the action is facing the cameras. So if you happen to be sitting on the other side, all you get is the backs of all the performers, because they're performing for the cameras, and the people there are just props in this show that's going on. And you wouldn't notice it unless you were actually sitting there. If you're on the other side, which we were once, all we saw were the backs of everyone at that point. But we were on camera, you know, if you know what I mean. And this, so, big deal. It's a lot of fun. But I guess in bringing that up, it's like we have to ask ourselves in the new year, what's fake and what's real? You know, what we see in the media is basically, it's kind of fake in a sense. It's entertainment, but it's the really real is the spiritual world. And on days like Mary, the Mother of God, remember that the world that we're going to is a world that is very real. I was thinking about a place that I went to in 2001. I took a trip to Cairo. It was a private trip, and I went there a few days early to Egypt to get the jet lag out before I went on the tour, and to kind of see the Coptic shrines and things, the Coptic Christians there. I went to one place and had my wallet stolen. That was part of my journey on that trip. I always carry two credit cards. That's one thing you ought to do in two separate places. But I went off to a place called Zaytun. I mentioned this at my slideshows I've done over the years. It was a place where Our Lady was said to have appeared in Egypt between 1968 and 1970. It didn't make the news here, primarily among Catholics, because there really isn't much of a Catholic presence in Egypt, Roman Catholic. There are some Coptic Christians that are in union with the church, the majority of them. They are almost as ancient as the Roman church, but they are not. They have some theological differences. The Coptic Pope approved these apparitions, and I found them intriguing because there were pictures of it in the local Cairo Gazette during those years. So I went there and picked up a copy of this newspaper, and it was an interesting thing because Our Lady was said to have appeared on top of a dome, not standing on it, but right above it, always as a figure of light, sometimes with St. Joseph, sometimes with a couple of angels around her, and they were always figures of light, almost like a hologram. People that saw her, it was said that she never said anything. If she did speak, nobody ever mentioned this. At times, she appeared only to believers. At other times, it was said that everyone could see her, and such that, as I said, the picture got in the newspaper. A similar thing occurred at Fatima during the miracle of the sun, where pictures were taken of everyone looking up at the sky, at the sun. These are historical facts. This is not fiction. Just like Our Lady of Guadalupe is not a fiction. When you look at this, there are scientifically inexplicable details about it. To me, that which sounds almost like a fairy tale is the really real. Is that I don't know if Zaytun was a real apparition or not. To me, it seems like it ought to be, and it probably was. Because I know that these things are real. They are what I'm saying is Mary, the Mother of God, Joseph, the saints, Jesus, they are real people, and they come from a real dimension, which we are headed in our lives in time. I asked myself what the message was. Perhaps, since no words were spoken, what could Our Lady say to a group of people that were watching that included Muslims, Coptic Christians, atheists, agnostics, and secular? What could she say? Anything she said would have upset somebody. But what she did say, without words, is that heaven is real. The world of the future is very real. She often appeared in places in the world in the last couple hundred years where there's going to be trouble. We see there's a lot of trouble right now in Egypt, particularly with the Coptic Christians. Perhaps she came to encourage them. I think Our Lady comes to encourage us also. Most of us are trying to make New Year's resolutions. I always have the same one every year, to be more patient and to not complain. By the end of the day, I'm complaining that I'm not patient enough. Perhaps we need to ask ourselves, or to ask God, what is that which you wish me to do this year? Not necessarily something just affects my physical being, which after all is only for a time, but something which will affect me and perhaps my family and others for eternity. What is it that God and I are going to be working on together? Perhaps Our Lady can help us today if she comes from the future, as it were, like a light in darkness, that there's always hope in the world, no matter how difficult our lives may be. I think that's why people like to watch things like the Rose Parade. It's always a sign of hope, you know, that today is a new day and it's a new year, but the Lord wants to give us guidance for our lives, and these feasts of Mary are always pointing to Jesus, that this is, our goals are always focused on Christ and each other. As I said last night, I said, if you don't know what goal perhaps you ought to do, perhaps you could ask somebody that lives with you, and they can tell you what you might want to work on. Somebody last night said their spouse had a 3-ring notebook they were going to give them. As I said last night, I don't have anybody living with me, so I asked the Virgin Mary what I ought to do. And she said, well, Father, you're practically perfect. Don't bother doing anything.